I'm Jackie Cameron of Castle Walk Bed and Breakfast. Stirling is surrounded by beautiful countryside, and many of our guests ask for ideas on where to go walking in the area. Who better to ask for where the best places are to walk than a professional dog walker? With me now is Kerry, a professional dog walker who runs the business Mucky Muzzles. Kerry, tell me a bit about Mucky Muzzles.
Hi, Jackie. My name's Kerry Warren. Mucky Muzzles started 3 years ago now, just coming into my third year running my own business. How it started, if we go a little bit back, as I was a child, I've always had a love of all animals, in particular dogs. I always knew that I wanted to run my own business, but I didn't really know what at the time. And I was living in Dundee, working for a dog walker. And I absolutely adored it. I fell in love with it. And I'm still very good friends with the girl, or the lady that I worked for in Dundee. Officially, March 2017, Mucky Muzzles started.
Kerry, I know you've got many routes that you take your dogs on. And of course, we don't expect you to share your secret walks. But I believe there is one walk you are prepared to share some details about. And that's a fascinating walk just outside Stirling at Sheriffmuir.
Yes, that's correct. So basically, one of the reason that I want to mention this walk is it's already a public path, so it's easy enough to get to. Obviously, if you have a car, if you don't have a car, then it's a little bit more difficult. If you do have a car, it's very easy to get to. There's some decent parking, and it's not an overly arduous walk. It's not an overly tough walk or an overly long walk, but there are also lots of walks in this particular area. So you can vary it up. You can make it longer if you wish. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the countryside. And as you say, it's not far from Stirling. So it's known as the Gathering Stone Walk because there is a connection with the battle at Sheriffmuir. I don't know the full story. There's quite a lot of history involved in it, but it's just a really beautiful walk. And there's, as I say, there's a connection with history to it as well. As I say, being a dog walker, I go to these places because they're beautiful locations and great lengthy walks for my dogs. I don't always appreciate and actually take the time to look into what the history is. I knew there was history, and I've passed the stones quite a few, obviously numerous times, because I've walked there so much, but you don't always realise what the whole history is in regards to it. When you get there, one of the key factors is you're driving from Dunblane to get to this walk in Sheriffmuir. How you know you've got there is a big war memorial, and you can park up near this war memorial and start the walk from there. And there's lots of signposts and things like that to keep you right. So that's another one of the main reasons as well why I wanted to discuss this walk, because you can't really get lost on it. So when you start this walk, if you just keep heading straight up instead of turning left, you come to a nice big open beautiful area where there's lots of heather and sort of moorland, and you follow the path. In the recent years, I'm assuming it's the people who run the estate, have done a lot of work on the paving. So it used to be just a really like a dirt track, and in the winter it was quite boggy and dirty, but now they've got installed proper paths. So it's a great walk, and you don't have to worry about wearing, you know, special hiking footwear or anything like that. Just good, comfy walking shoes will see you right, because it's not an overly strenuous walk either. But when you're walking through all the heather and the moorland, that's where it will take you to the Gathering Stone. So there is a big stone, and there's a sort of iron cage over it. So that's obviously the historical part of this walk. But the rest of the walk, it sort of leads you on to forestry trails, through some woodland. It is a forestry part of the estate. It is a shooting estate as well. So if you do take your dogs, be mindful of certain parts of the year, they will be actively shooting on the estate. So be aware that there are pheasants and deer and, you know, other game birds lurking around. So if you have a dog, perhaps a spaniel, for example, that has a nose for pheasants, just bear that in mind, that obviously there's gamekeepers. Obviously, that's something gamekeepers are not overly thrilled about.
And how nice that you've also got a husband who's a falconer. What an interesting life you have.
Yeah, it's an interesting one indeed. It's probably a good word to describe our life.
So does he do the falcons at Blair Drummond?
That's actually how he started. So he's worked in Blair Drummond Safari Park maybe about 15, 16 years or something like that. And so he started off in the Bird of Prey Centre, essentially, there. That's how he started, just seasonal, and worked his way up. So he's been head of the falconry, or the bird of prey department. He's operations supervisor, so he essentially runs the park now. So he still dips in and out of the falconry section at the park, but he does his own, you know, he's got his own peregrines is what he flies. But yeah, obviously, if you want to ever go to the safari park, they've got great displays, and they've got another, they took on last year a new sea eagle. And when he was sort of head of department in the bird of prey section, they took on a stellar sea eagle, and they're massive, they're absolutely huge birds, and he did a lot with her, but unfortunately she has since passed, and they've just taken on a new stellar sea eagle. And so he's been doing a lot of work with her recently to get her started. So hopefully when lockdown is done and eventually the park opens again, the bird of prey department does have some absolutely beautiful birds, and they do shows every single day. So that is definitely something I do recommend. I mean, the park has so many wonderful things. They've just recently gotten lots and lots of dinosaurs. So I am desperate to see these dinosaurs. I haven't seen them yet, but I've seen images and videos of them, and they look fantastic. So people come back to Stirling, I highly recommend shoving everyone in the direction of not just Gathering Stones Walk, but to the safari park.